Now the sun owns a Reuben and the sons of Gad had a very large number of livestock. So when they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead, that it was indeed a place suitable for livestock. The sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrod, Hezbon, Eliel, Sebon, Nebo, and beyond. The land which the Lord conquered before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. And they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as our property. Do not take us across the Jordan. But Moses said to the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, should your brothers go to war while you remain here? And why are you discouraging the sons of Israel from crossing over which the Lord has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. When they went up to the valley of Eshkol and saw the land, they discouraged the sons of Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years until the entire generation of those who had done evil in the sight of the Lord came to an end. Now behold, you have risen up in your Father. Turn away from following you. He will once
Then they approached him and said, "We will build sheepfolds for our livestock here and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will be armed, hurrying ahead of the sons of Israel until we have brought them to their place while our little ones live in the fortified cities. Because of the inhabitants of the land, we will not return to our homes until every one of the sons of Israel has gained possession of his inheritance." "But we will not have an inheritance with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us on this side of the Jordan toward the east." So Moses said to them, "If you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before the Lord for the war, and all of you armed men, cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven his enemies out from him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be free of obligation toward the Lord and toward Israel, and this land shall be yours as property before the Lord. But if you cities for your little ones and sheepfolds for your sheep, and do what you have promised, then the sons of Gad and sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, 'Your servants will do just as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our livestock, while your servants, that is everyone who is armed for war, cross over in the presence of the Lord to battle, just as my Lord says.'"
Guarding them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' households, all the tribes of the sons of Israel. And Moses said to them, "If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, everyone who is armed for battle, cross with you over the Jordan in the presence of the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of as their property." Oh yeah, but if they do not cross over with you,
So Moses gave to them, to the sons of Gad, the sons of Reuben, to the half-tribe of Joseph's son, Manasseh. The kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan. The land with its cities, with their territories, the cities of the surrounding land. And the sons of God built Dibon, Atar, and they gave other names to the cities which they built. The sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead and took it and dispossessed the Amorites.